Our friendships have a powerful influence over us because we naturally imitate those with whom we associate. So if we wish to find a happy, meaningful life that is of benefit to others through engaging in spiritual practice, it is important to choose good friends. Because if we associate closely with friends who have no interest in spiritual development and who habitually engage in harmful actions, we ourselves will easily develop the same bad habits and lose our enthusiasm and respect for spiritual practice. For example, as Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says in the Kadampa book, How to Understand the Mind, if we have a close friendship with someone who disagrees with Dharma or who regularly engages in non-virtuous actions, we will gradually come under his influence and begin to adopt his view and his behavior. If our friends are very fond of drinking, smoking, or engaging in reckless actions, we will soon find ourselves developing the same tendencies. And if they are thieves, we may even follow their example and start stealing. If someone to whom we are close gives up his Dharma practice, this may leave an impression in our mind that will lead us to follow his example in the future. So if we fall under the influence of bad friends, our virtuous activities diminish in strength and our delusions increase. Good friends, on the other hand, have a beneficial influence on us. Thus, if we have a friend who is a pure Dharma practitioner, we will naturally find ourselves adopting his or her view and behavior, and thereby gradually develop the same good qualities. So because we are so easily influenced by our friends, it is important to choose good friends. Good Dharma friends help us to reach liberation, while bad friends cause us to take rebirth in the lower realms. Then Venerable Geshe-la shares with us a story that I think is very helpful. There were once two friends who lived in an area of Tibet called Pembo. One of them drank heavily and often engaged in immoral actions, while the other led a blameless life. One day, the good person moved to Lhasa, where he took up work at an inn. Gradually, he befriended the customers and, as a result, came under their influence. He started drinking and his general behavior gradually deteriorated. At the same time, his friend, who had previously set such a bad example, moved to Retting, a town with a famous monastery, where he became the assistant of a great Geshe, or Dharma teacher. Through the influence and advice of the Geshe, he finally gave up drinking and became a pure Dharma practitioner with impeccable conduct. Later, when the two friends met up again, they were so surprised to see that their behavior had completely reversed. So I think this helps us understand how we are influenced by others. So we need to associate with friends who admire spiritual training and who apply themselves to it with joy. Daily contact with our spiritual friends is very important because we do not often have the opportunity to spend a lot of time with our Dharma teacher. If we come under the influence of our spiritual friends, we shall develop the same good qualities and virtuous aspirations and we shall be inspired by their example to put effort into our study and practice of Dharma. So we understand that a pure spiritual practitioner who leads us to the spiritual path by showing a good example for us to follow is an object of our refuge called Sangha. And Venerable Geshe-la encourages us that with our Sangha, we need to have good communication, harmony, we need to help each other, respect each other, share our experiences with each other, and cherish each other.